At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate, back from a quick little break, missed the main show, but I have DSA, my co-host as far as college football picks go, with me. What's up, DSA?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. I'm glad you guys had a good time at Mountaineer. We were kind of chopping it up about the trip. Sounds like it was like a super good time. Wish I was there. Unfortunately, I wasn't, but we're going to jump right into what we did last week real quick. We'll go over a quick recap, and my guy DSA came out of the gates just sprinting. 3-1 start, great start. He did only lose one game, and that was a Texas game. You had Ohio State. Who else did you have?
I had Iowa on the money line, and I had BYU plus 7.
Oh, yeah. That was somewhat of a luck it in for a mini-sode. I had Iowa getting the points, but that was a great call-out, taking a money line. If you were listening, you probably could have got a little extra juice on your bet. So, good call, DSA. 3-1, hell of a start. I went 3-3 last week, which brings my record to 9-6 on the year. I'm hitting around 60%, which is exactly where I want to be. Hopefully, I can increase it this week. And DSA, just keep doing what you're doing, kid. Before we start, we did not do the DraftKings, the NFL DraftKings, while they were in Mountaineer because the lineups weren't out yet. So Tone isn't here, but DSA will be reading his DK lineup. I'll be coming out with my DK lineup. So don't fear, don't fret. We got them ready for you. We got some really good college football picks for you, and we got a pretty interesting announcement, a super exciting announcement at the end of the episode that will put a little bit of excitement into these mini-sodes. So you want to stick around and hear about that. You might have a chance to be on the show. Who knows? So with all that being said, DSA, do you want to get us kicked off? You want to tell us your very first pick? Who you got? What are you looking at?
Yeah, first up, I got the Cincinnati-Indiana game. Cincinnati is minus 3.5. Their quarterback's off to a good start. They started slow last week, but going in a half, they were tied with Murray State. They scored 35 unanswered in the second half. On the other side, Indiana's quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., he hasn't looked very good since coming off the ACL tear. And when I first looked into this game, it was Cincinnati minus 3, which I love that, but I'll still go with the minus 3.5 with Cincinnati.
Oh, going with Cincinnati. I have an opposite opinion. I don't hate the pick, especially when it's at 3. I wouldn't mind it at 3, but I think it's one of those fishy lines, because to see a 1-1 Indiana team only getting 3.5 points against a top 10 team right now, I love their quarterback, Riddler. They have a great head coach over there in Cincinnati, but that fishy line just, it's telling me to take Indiana. I have it written down because I went over my notes, I think it was yesterday, and Indiana was up to getting 4.5 points, but you can kind of see where the money trend's going. So you're starting to see the line kind of shift towards Cincinnati, and Indiana did not start off hot against Iowa. They got smacked. Like you were saying, Michael Penix Jr. is coming off that ACL, but I think they've been priming them for this game because they're still in it. And if they get this top 10 win, then that's going to look good for later on in the season. So I'm going to reverse your call and take Indiana getting 3.5.
Next up, I have the Virginia Tech West Virginia game. West Virginia is minus 2.5 in this game. This was tough for me to pick because I love Virginia Tech, but I'm never confident they're ever going to win any games. But through two games, I like what I've seen. Last week was pretty tough. We lost who I think is our most NFL-ready player, our tight end, James Mitchell. He's out for the year. But I still do like Virginia Tech plus 2.5 in this game.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick at all. I don't have this game, but our moderator emailed us a question. He said, I was extremely high on Virginia Tech, which I wouldn't say all that because I bet against them last week and I lost by 1 point. No hate or anything, but obviously you are a diehard Virginia Tech guy. He asked us, with a 2-0 hot start from Virginia Tech, what do you think their final record is going to be at the end of the season?
Let's see, West Virginia this week. I got them starting 4-0. They gotta go play against Notre Dame in week 5. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. 4-1.
They have at the end. I want to sleep. I think it's the last game of the year. Who you guys got? Oh, Virginia.
They play Virginia last week.
Never guarantee that. I think if I were to put my 2 cents in, not a Virginia Tech fan, I would say it wouldn't be way off track for them to go 10-2. That's a bit pretentious, but I think they are a 9-3 football team this year.
I have to say 8-4. There's a game in the middle of that schedule. They're going to lose. They shouldn't, but they will.
I was thinking that too, yeah. No, it should be interesting, but that's not – if you guys can get to 10-2, you get yourself a top 15 bowl game. What I forget what they call it. It's a at-large bid or whatever. But,
yeah,
no, that's – Virginia Tech, they are not a bad-looking football team, but you did mention the injury to their tight end is always a heartbreaker for sure. But with all that being said, I'll jump to my second pick, and I got a MAC team. I have Buffalo. This is the – I'm curving Coastal Carolina this year. They're only 13.5-point favorites against a Buffalo team who is hosting a top 20 football team this year. Buffalo, a MAC team, is a home team against Coastal Carolina, so I think that's super exciting. Buffalo is 13-4 against the spread in their last 17 games. I think that Buffalo could do more than cover. Keep an eye out. This game's going to be on ESPN2. They're going to go out and just go nuts. Even though Buffalo did struggle against Nebraska last week, they did kind of get shut out. But with this loss on their hands coming out on a nationally televised stage, I think Buffalo goes out and puts on a show. Watch out for Buffalo.
I do like the run game. They lost their run back in draft, but they still have some Patterson. Good people there. Yeah.
Yeah, he was nice.
And actually, this isn't the first time they've hosted a top team. A few years ago when Baylor was really good, they were a top 10 team. They went into Buffalo.
Who was their quarterback? Petty?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was Corey Coleman on that team?
Oh, yeah.
Sir drops a lot.
Yeah, he was not a good pick.
I remember Khalil Mack playing against Ohio State. They got stomped, but Khalil Mack was a man amongst boys in that game.
Oh, yeah.
That was super fun to watch.
Well, I have a game that before this I was taking, but the line shifted so much. The Auburn-Penn State game, Penn State right now is -5.5. When I first looked at this game, it was Penn State -3, and I would have jumped all over that.
Oh, yeah.
But I just can't go with Bo Nix. He is probably one of the most overrated players I've ever seen. So if it drops back down, I would go with Penn State. But as of right now, I'll stay away from this game.
He's like a bad version of Johnny Manziel. Like, he's like the – when you want cereal and you go and you want the name brand, but you're only allowed to get, like, frosted corn pellets. I don't know. That's Bo Nix, in my opinion. I agree with you. I'm not going to touch the game, but real quick, Tone is going to agree with you. Oh, wait, did you took Penn State or you just ran away from it, right?
I was Penn State -3 first, but I'm staying away from it now.
What if I told you Tone had locked in a bet and he wants Penn State -5.5 still? You think they could get him by a touchdown?
I do. Yeah, I think they can get that done. It's just that's a lot of points for playing a ranked SEC team.
Yeah, I want to touch it with a 10-foot pool, my guy. I like that. But did you replace it with a pick? Is that what you did?
No. I do have another pick, but I only have four games that I took.
Okay, I got you. So, I got a ton of them. I'll jump into one of my picks real quick just to kind of hold the suspense for our 75%er over here. So, I never really like to lay these kind of points. It's a bit silly, but I'm taking Clemson -28.5. I think they still have something to prove after that week one loss to Georgia. They are playing a Georgia Tech team who I don't see any bright side about them. I think Clemson can go out. They'll probably win by 40 plus. So this 28.5 is cake for me. So I'm going to take Clemson -28.5. Yeah. Okay. What do you think? No, nothing.
Georgia Tech's changed up the way they played.
They don't
run
that
trip option anymore.
Yeah.
They did lose to a MAC team week 1, so I can definitely see Clemson putting up some big points.
Yeah, and DJ Uiagalelei, I think, is going to go absolutely off. He needs a game where they're like, wow. Yes, exactly.
He hasn't showed us much.
No, especially last year when he was filling in for Trevor Lawrence. I didn't see anything that I was like, wow, this guy, he's going to take him to a national championship.
No, he struggled against Boston College and mm-hmm. then lost to Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'm just very unimpressed. But this is my last hoorah for Clemson. So if they don't cover, they only win by 3 tutties, then I'm not probably going to touch them the rest of the year.
All right, my final game, Arizona State, BYU. Arizona State is -3.5 in this. Last week, BYU made me look pretty good in their upset win over Utah. Their quarterback, Jaren Hall, has had no problem stepping in for Zach Wilson. He's got 5 touchdowns, no turnovers in 2 games, and he's averaging 10 yards a carry. So I'm going to go with BYU +3.5 on this.
I like that. Who is it? Herm Edwards over there. Who's coaching Arizona State right now?
Yeah.
Herm. Yeah. So yeah, that I don't know. I think there's a certain respect that I don't know. I'm afraid to bet against them, but I do like that BYU take. I went ahead and I'm going to take the game of the week. I'm assuming this is the game of the week. I don't know how it want to be the Bama Florida game. I don't like the spread. I'm pretty sure it's, what is it, 14.5 right now. I don't want to touch that.
Yeah, it's 14.5. I'm staying away from anything Alabama.
Yeah, so the only reason I'm doing this, just like Ohio State last week, that was my least favorite pick, and see what happens. I lost. But this is my least favorite pick this week, if that means anything. But I'm taking the under in the Florida-Alabama game. Florida secondary is in shambles, and their interior defensive line really needs to make a mark on this game because they've been struggling the past year and a half now. So they really need to step up. I really want to see what this Bryce Young guy can do on the road against a true test in Gainesville. This game could really go either way. It could be 49-45, or it could be 28-10 Bama. So I'm going to go ahead and take the under of 59 because I had this more around like 55.5 in my kind when I do pre little ranking. So if I can get it at 59, I'll take the under, but if I'm wrong, then shame on me, I guess. Right.
That's not a bad pick. I do think Young he's really good. 28 points is pretty low to expect from Alabama.
I know. But, if they're up by enough, they'll probably call the dogs off, and which they love to do. Trust me, I've played a billion Bama over-unders, and they don't like me. So I might be kicking myself in the balls on this one. I do have one more pick and 2 teasers, and I'll just run through those real quick. So my last pick, I'm taking the SMU game versus La Tech over 66. There's no way it's not going over. This is going to be my NLOD, SMU versus LA Tech, over 66. They did have SMU had a slow start against North Texas last week, but they scored 28 in the final half of the game. And LA can score against anybody. They scored 90 points this year in the first 2 games, and SMU have scored 91. So they're out there. They're going to score. I think this game soars over. It's going to be an absolute shootout. You jump all over SMU over 66, NLOD, lock it in. But I did have 2 teasers, so I'm going with another MAC team. I'm going to tease the Kent State Golden Flashes up to getting 28.5 points, just over that 4 touchdown mark, that key number which our co-host Tone loves to talk about. So I'm going to get them over that 4 touchdowns. Fun fact, Kent State has the 2 leading interception guys in the whole entire college football. They both had 3 already in the first 2 weeks. So I think this Kent State team can do more than cover. And if I got 4 touchdowns with them, I was riding such a high. Everyone's talking about them. So I think they won't lose, but they won't have an easy day. And I'm going to pair that with Ohio State against, is it Tulane or Temple? Or Tulane?
Tulsa.
Tulsa. Yeah, I knew it was a T. But either way, I think this game soars over. I'm going to tease that down to 55 because Ohio State's defense cannot stop a nose run, and their offense is carrying them right now. So I think there's a lot of points on the board. I'll take that over 55. And my one more teaser, I'm going to take the North Carolina Tar Heels down to -3. because, like I said, they do have that that week one loss against Virginia Tech, unfortunately. And I think they get them by a touchdown. So I'm heavily going to lay 3 points. And I'm going to tease Fresno State up to getting 17.5. I'm huge on Fresno State. I'm pretty sure I bet them every week, and they've always did awesome for me. So I'll throw them on a teaser because I don't know if – I mean, they'll probably lose by 2 touchdowns, but I'll take them 17.5. So North Carolina -3 and Fresno State getting 17.5. And that will wrap up – oh, did Tone have one more pick? I think Tone had one more college pick, right? He has UCF -7 as well as Penn State -5.5. That's going to be our co-host Tone's picks for college. He's right.
Tomorrow against Louisville.
Well, okay, cool. Got a little Friday action in. That should be a good one. I like the -7. I think they could get them by 10, 2 touchdowns. Good picks. Tone's got 2 of them in. And before we switch over to DraftKings, he has a few more that he had missed from our NFL episode. So he's going to take the Steelers -5.5. And then he's going to actually luck in a couple picks. We don't have a button for it yet, but we press it. But he's going to agree with me on the Eagles laying 3.5 points. And he's got Green Bay over 48.5. It was at 49, but it shifted down. And, of course, if it goes in our favor, we're going to still take it. So luck it in over Green Bay 48.5 and the Eagles +3.5, as well as he's taking the Steelers getting 5.5 as well. So that's going to do it for all our picks as far as football goes. So I guess we're switching kind of over to football still. We're going right over to our DraftKings lineup, which you guys all have been waiting for. We apologize. We didn't have it out that Monday. We weren't able to create a contest. Not our fault. DraftKings' fault. Blame them, not us. Anyway, do you want to get us started with reading Tone's team, DSA?
Quarterback, he's got Justin Herbert. He's 6,700.
Yeah, he's you're going to notice that trend. That's his quarterback in fantasy football. I'm pretty sure he had him last week in the DraftKings. He's a big Justin Herbert guy.
He loves the Chargers.
Yeah, big Chargers guy. Respect. But I went ahead with a little bit younger guy. He looked really good last week. I'm taking Joe Burrow at 5,800 against the Chicago Bears defense. He has weapons for days. Joe Mixon looked great last week, so I think Joe Burrow goes out there and scores some points.
All right, running back, he has David Montgomery at 6,100. And I just found out today, Montgomery is the only starting run back in the NFL that went to high school in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
Somewhere in Cincinnati. I can't remember the name. It was a small school.
Currently, of course, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we... Quick shout out, we had our guy like Beanie Wells, and I think Antonio Pittman had a quick little stint with the Buccaneers. But anyway, my first running back, I really went out there and spent heavy. I got to change this. Oops. But for now, I got Dalvin Cook at 9,100 against Arizona. He's all we have if Kirk Cousins doesn't know how to run out of the pocket or do anything out of the pocket, because once he feels pressure, he's done. He gets sacked. So I think Dalvin Cook has a huge plate ahead of him against Arizona, because they're going to score a lot of points. So the Vikings are going to need to do the same. So Dalvin Cook, I think he gets at least 2 touchdowns and probably 150 yards. Keep an eye out.
Second run back, Damien Harris at 5,400.
Yep, I'm just going to luck it in. I also have Damien Harris as my second running back at 5,400. I know he fumbled towards the end of the game last week, but he's their guy, so I'm going to luck that in Damien Harris.
Okay, at wide receiver, he has DK Metcalf at 7,600.
Ooh, okay, nice pick. He's a specimen. So, what I did, I went a little less, which I might change. I'm really not feeling confident by getting these two high end Vikings. I have Justin Jefferson at 7,400. I'm really counting on a big offensive day for the Vikings. I'll probably keep it in. It's on the show. So I think these two really show up and show out in a game that we need to win, quite frankly. I know it's week 2, but it's crucial. You don't want to go 0-2 in the NFL.
Yeah, I like that. I need Justin Jefferson to get the ball more. He's I'm the GM of AJ's fantasy team, and we were real high on him, and last week wasn't good. They did strip him of a touchdown. That was horrible.
Yeah, oh, dude. I was watching that game, and I was so upset about that, and they said Dalvin fumbled, which his butt was on the ground. It's it is what it is. I've been a Viking fan my whole life. I know how it goes. We'll never win a Super Bowl. Oh, well.
Second wide receiver, Tone has, who I think is the only worthy player from the Chargers, Keenan Allen at 7,000.
Yeah, I respect that. He wants to pair a receiver with his quarterback so he gets double the points, and that's a huge play in DraftKings. If you didn't know, what you want to do is essentially just whoever you have a quarterback, you want to get a receiver on the same team for double the points potentially. And I did the same thing with my next pick. I took Ja'Marr Chase. He's 5,000. He went off last week. I had him on my bench in my fantasy league, but it didn't matter because my team literally dropped 70 points, and I got beat by 60. So it doesn't matter. It's fun. I love it. But Ja'Marr Chase, I have no reason to kind of go against him right now. They have a great connection, him and Burrow. I'll double up on those guys. So Ja'Marr Chase for 5,000.
Okay. His third wide receiver is CeeDee Lamb at 6,400.
Great pick. Great picks. He went off last week. In my opinion, he's the best receiver on that team. And the Cowboys, with all those injuries on their defensive side, on their offensive line, they need to score points, and they're going to throw the ball a ton. So that's, I mean, the ceiling couldn't be higher. With my third receiver, I went with Michael Pittman Jr. only because Zach Pascal went off last week, and I think it's his turn to go off. He's only 4,300. I think his ceiling could be through Mount Everest right now. He can go for 3 touchdowns in a blink of an eye, and if I can get him for 4,300, I would definitely risk that at my third wide receiver spot.
At tight end, Tone has James O'Shaughnessy for 2,700.
Ooh, okay. You had a pretty nifty team, so you had to save some money somewhere. But with my tight end, I'm going with Cole Kmet. I was super high on him in our fantasy draft predictions that we recorded a few months ago. I'm not going to get off his bandwagon. I think he has a great game, especially if Justin Fields comes in. He's going to need a guy who he can dump it down to and kind of have some insurance with him. So I'm going to grab Cole Kmet for a measly 3,700.
Flex position, he has Cooper Kupp at 6,000.
Yeah, another high-end guy. I love Cooper Kupp. I love this Rams offense. Matthew Stafford now at the helm, so I respect that for sure. I'm going to go with Robbie Anderson because he is still undervalued for no reason. He's only 5,800, and him and Sam Darnold already have the connection. I think against this New Orleans defense, they only gave up 3 points last week, but they might kind of falter a bit this week. I'm not saying they lose or anything, but I think Robbie Anderson gets loose. For 5,800, I'll put him in my flex.
Speaking of that Rams offense, my brother got a fantasy trade today. It was the guy was asking for Zeke, and he was offering Darrell Henderson and Troy Jones.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Did you take it?
Well, he asked my input, and I said, I don't think you want to trade your first pick for a backup and
not
a
yet.
Guy who, yeah, Henderson wasn't really the starter. He got pushed into there.
Right. And Sony Michel is still on the team. I know he only had one carry, but you're going to probably see a lot more of him. I think they're trying to finagle our guy already. Yeah. It's right. They try to do it to me too. They are like, oh, this guy's team's trash. He must know nothing.
So, exactly.
Yeah. It hurts. It's embarrassing. It's not a spot you want to be in, but yeah. Anyway, who's Tone's defense?
To close it out, you're going to like this. He's going with the Vikings at 2,100.
I hate it. We suck. We let the Bengals score 31 on us. No hate, of course. I think Joe Burrow is the real deal, and the receivers are, I mean, up there in the top of the league. But, I got nothing to say. I think Tone's going to like my defense, quite honestly, because I spent the money at 3,500, and I took the Cleveland Browns playing the Houston Texans. I know they had a good week last week against Jacksonville, but that stops now. I can see them losing the next 16 games and getting themselves a top pick. So I'm going to wrap my team out with a $3,500 Browns defense. Before we do end the show, what me and DC are going to be doing for the remainder of the year is we're going to have special guests on the show, special guest pickers. I don't know if you ever watch College Game Day every morning before college football on Saturdays. Or not every morning, every Saturday morning, sorry. But we're going to kind of do the same thing. We're going to have one of you guys on. We're going to give you the option to take any 5, maybe even 6 NCAA games. And we're going to keep track towards the end of the year. We're going to see which guest picker did the best. And who knows, you might have a prize on your hands. So stay tuned for that. We got an exciting guest coming up next week. We won't say who, so make sure you tune in. Check it out. D-Say, you got anything else, buddy?
Nope, that's it.
Awesome, man. Great sode. We killed it. Quick shout-out. Go ahead, if you haven't yet, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Email us on Gmail. All of that's at Luck Changers Podcast. I think our Twitter's just Luck Changers, not enough characters. But go ahead, check us out on all our social media. Shoot us a message. Let us know how you feel about the show. If you have any questions about a starter you need for fantasy football, or if you got a line that you're a little questionable on. So go ahead, do that if you haven't yet. We appreciate the listen so much. As far as the Luck Changers, I am your host, Nate, co-host D-Say. We are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Peace out.
Peace.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.